Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. It is not Friday. It is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I want to thank our generous sponsor for the Erev Shabbos. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Mendy and Tzipora Fishman. Uschus for Chaya Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel. In memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Hope everyone's having a beautiful week, a restful week, an inspiring week, and a beautiful Friday. We're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, getting ready and counting down to the holiness, the sanctity, to the excitement of Shabbos Kodesh. This Shabbos, we continue to read about the Makos, about the plagues in Mitzrayim, one of which was Choshech, the ninth, the penultimate plague was darkness. Not simply a blackout, not simply the absence of light, but a deep penetrating darkness, a cloud and cloak of darkness, a sense of living in a place mentally, spiritually, physically of darkness. What is the antidote to that darkness? The Pasuk says, U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshvosam. For the Jewish people, the whole Bnei Israel, the Jewish people all had or, we all had light, but most for some, where we live. The Slonim Rebbe says, what is the secret, what is the key to having or? How do we continue to have light? It has to be b'mosh v'sam, where we live. And when is that? Shabbos Kodesh. All week long, we're running, we're going, we're doing. All week long, we're elsewhere. Shabbos, we return back to our roots. Shabbos, we return back to our home. Shabbos, we return back to our source. Shabbos, we are b'moshvo sam, u'l'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor. We have light, the light of Shabbos, the light of Hashem, the light of Zemiros, the light of singing, the light of laughing, the light of storytelling, the light of Divrei Torah, the light of reading, the light of sleeping. U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshvo sam. The Jewish people, we all have light when we remain b'moshvo sam. So Friday, we're ready to turn up the light and to turn off the darkness. No more sadness, no more depression, no more despondency, no more despair, no more darkness. Pasuk says, when it comes to darkness, the Chiddush Harim points out, the plague of darkness was that nobody saw their brother. Lo ro ish es achiv. The darkness was so deep and so profound and so potent that a person couldn't even see their brother. You know when you live in a place of darkness? When you can't see anyone else. When you're self-centered, when you're focused on yourself. Shabbos, we care about, we see, we connect with others. We sit around the Shabbos table with others. We come to a shul and we daven with others. We learn with others. We make a lachayim, we enjoy a kiddush with others. U'l'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor, we can all have light. We can all grab onto that light. So Friday, turn up the dimmer, turn up the light. Feel the light of Shabbos, feel the neshama absorbing the light of Hashem. It's not a coincidence. How does one enter into Shabbos? By lighting the Shabbos candles. So set up those candles. There's a beautiful tefillah composed for husbands when they set up the leichter, the candelabra. There's beautiful tefillahs for the woman when she lights the candles of the home. We're bringing in that light. Not only are we discharging an obligation of hadlakas neros to light the candles, but there's a meditation, there's an intention, there's a kavana. Light those candles and connect with the light and bring in the light and turn up the light and live in the lightness, live in the brightness, live in the illumination, the clarity, that feeling of seeing Hashem in our lives. The darkness is feeling fragmented and divided and distracted. The darkness is the despair. The darkness are the mistakes and the shortcomings, the failures. Come Shabbos, we become whole. We become complete with others, with ourselves, and with Hashem. We're able to feel that light. We're able to see the brachas that are under our nose all along. All week long, we're running, we're going, we're doing. We have trouble even overlapping to have a weeknight dinner together. But Shabbos comes, there's nowhere else to be. We sit around that table and it's so bright. The candles, the Shabbos candles are illuminating. You know, there's a minhag when one says Kiddush, before saying the Bari Priya Gafen, one is supposed to look over and gaze. It's quoted by the Ramban Shulchan Aruch. You look at the candles and it repairs the damage done to the eyes. You see the candles and it illuminates the brachas that are right in front of you. Look at the Shabbos table. Look at these people. Look at these guests. Or if I'm a guest, look at where I am, who's hosting me and who's invited me. Looking what I'm part of. Feel and embrace that light, those candles. Be part of that beauty, the magnificence of Shabbos. Don't live in a self-inflicted plague of choshech, of darkness. We can light the candles going into Shabbos, and we can live off the candles coming out of Shabbos. That's why it's not a coincidence. We light candles going in, Shabbos candles, and we light a candle coming out, the Havdalah candle. We're trying to take that light with us into the entire week. We don't have to live with a sense of a plague, but we can live with the sense, the illumination, the clarity, the brightness, the feeling that Hashem is with us. Back to B'yam Derechecha. That was just on this parsha of the Slonim Rebbe. B'yam Derechecha, we're on page Samach Aleph. The Yom Derechecha, Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern on Shabbos. He's been teaching us, when is Erev Shabbos? It's not Friday. When is Erev Shabbos? It's not Wednesday. When is Erev Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos. The second Shabbos is over. We're counting down to, preparing for, learning from the previous Shabbos, getting ready for the next Shabbos. So we've been going through Havdalah, to be Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, to be Mavdil between the 6 days of Chol and the day of Shabbos. So the next, what we're up to is Besamim. Umavorchem ala Besamim, ve'akavana be'besamim hi lahashir es haneshama yisera. We make a bracha on Besamim. You don't make a Besamim on Motzei Yontif. You only make a besamim, barim and a besamim on Motzei Shabbos. On Shabbos, we are endowed with a neshama yisera. We have a more expanded, more on fire, more finely attuned neshama, more finely attuned soul. In fact, when we began this series of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, we spent many, many, many weeks analyzing and seeing many interpretations of what it means to have a neshama yisera, a more on fire, a more intense, a more finely attuned soul. So we lose it. Comes Motzei Shabbos, Vayinafash, Vayavda Nefesh. We lose that Neshama Yisera. Neshama Yisera is not a modern, new age, newfangled idea. It comes from the Gemara, it comes from Chazal. How do we comfort ourselves, strengthen ourselves from the sadness of having lost that Neshama Yisera? Through the Besamim. Kamoshkas Varizal, Tikach Shlosha Hadassah Mishulashim Ksherim. The Arizal writes in Shara Kavanos, Daf Samach. He says, take three hadasim, three myrtles, that are all three leaves on each branch, and take a whiff, tariach behem. Take in that aroma, take in that smell. V'yashlosh hadasim elu niksharim kesher echad v'aguda achas. And bind together these three hadasim, and imbibe, absorb, take in their aroma. What's the kavana? Of course, that's not a halacha. It's a kabbalah. Not a halacha, it's a nice practice. Halacha, there are, what are the criteria of what is kosher besamim? Where is the Arizal coming from? What is he trying to communicate? Says Rav Chaimer, Ki shloshes hadasim elu heim kineged nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The three branches, the three stalks, the three branches of the hadasim, of the myrtle branch, correspond with the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama, the three levels, the three layers of our soul. V'techavin l'hashalach ha-koach min tosefes nefesh, ruach, and neshama, she'nisvasvu l'cha b'shabbos. And the goal, when you hold these three branches, these three myrtles, that correspond with the three aspects of our neshama, the nefesh, the ruach, and neshama, is to realize these have been supersized, these have been expanded, these have been in fire. And now I want to remember, I want to take from them, I want to extract from them, I want to be transformed by them. I don't want that Neshama Yisera to just go back. I don't want to revert back to who I was. I want to be changed, I want to be enriched, I want to be transformed. All the efforts and all the avoda, everything we're doing on Motzei Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. We're getting ready for the next week and the next Shabbos. Says the Arizal, don't just fulfill Besamim with any old Besamim. Three branches, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. I had a Neshama Yisera. I want to continue. I want to absorb. I want to extract. I want to remain on fire from them. I do that through the Besamim. So what's the deeper idea? Pnimiyas ha'inyan hu, shebechol Shabbos ba'i leinu Neshama Yisera. Every Shabbos we get Neshama Yisera. Shi koach gadol yoseh lahasig lahargesh gilei or Hashem Yisbarach b'yeser omek. It means I have a finer antenna. My antenna can pick up a better signal. I have greater level of connection. All week long, I struggle to have one bar or two bars or three bars. On Shabbos, all my bars are lit up. I have the highest speed connection there can be. I'm totally connected to Hashem. I have a neshama, which is a yisera. The act of a Motzei Shabbos, Shana Yotze Mikedushas HaShabbos, now Motzei Shabbos, we're leaving the Kedusha Shabbos. Azai Ha'or HaZeh Olole HaAved. There is a risk, a worry, a fear. I could lose that connection. I don't want to go back to one or two bars. I don't want to go back to bad Wi-Fi. I don't want to go back to buffering in my connection to Hashem. V'lachein tzarech lasas eza pa'ula kedei lahashiro b'tochenu. I have to do an act. I have to do something to leave it inside me, to stay connected. Shetisha'ir lanu ha'asaga v'hakara v'hargasha ha'gavoh azu shezachinu l'b'shabbos. I have to turn myself into a hotspot. I have to turn myself into a high-speed connection permanently. I have to be transformed, but the neshama yisera should stay connected. V'zeh nasa yidei hareach shel besamim. How do I do that? By taking in the aroma of the besamim. Sheim shlosha hadasim hamechuvanim keneged nefesh ruach and neshama. Omek ha'inyan, the depth of shereach u'koach ruchani. You know, aroma is a spiritual sense. You take in the aroma through your nose. It's not tangible, but it is something you experience spiritually, metaphysically. You can look at the besamim and you can crinkle them in your fingers. You can hold the beautiful besamim holder in your hands. There's something physical, but the aroma is not physical. So there's something physical, but there's a penimius. There's a depth to it, which is spiritual. So the besamim are a reminder, shebechol davar yesh or panimi, that everything has the physical, the superficial, but it also has the panimi, the internal, shu ikaro shel davar, which is the essence of something, shehu ne'ala b'sochenu, it's hidden inside. So when I hold the besamim, which are physical and which are material, but I'm trying to experience something spiritual, it reminds me that I'm physical and I am superficial, but I have a depth, I have a panimius. In the same way I take in the aroma, I'm trying to take in the Neshama Yisera, extend it, and make it last even longer. We'll pick up with this Amir Tashem next time. Until next time, have a beautiful Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, a happy Shabbos, a healthy Shabbos. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.